Now, before I sign off, I want to give you a few hints, some do's and one don't, and tell you of the music that follows, music to practice by. We have divided the music into three parts. First, instruction music. Second, practice music. And third, performance music. This will help make you an expert. Use it well. Now for the hints. Before starting a performance, always check your ribbon stick and be sure the tack holding the ribbon to the dowel is not nailed down tightly. The ribbon will then spin freely and not wind around the stick. For very small children, it is sometimes best to cut a foot or two off the ribbon. Line up off stage and run into your assigned position with stick held high, ribbon fluttering behind. This dance is effective, performed in rows, one behind the other, or staggered, or in a circle, or circles. At the sound of the gong, start pattern one, and go smoothly from one pattern to the next until the final bow. Run off stage in the same manner. A continuous gong rumble is a good way to enter and leave, with one sharp gong sound for starting, changing patterns, and the bow. The one don't, wind. A strong wind is something you must watch out for. It could play a little havoc with the ribbons. Although you have learned eight patterns done in a standing position, it is easy and fun to devise new ones and in different positions. For example, an overhead circle kneeling on one knee, or a front figure eight as you turn around slowly, and many others. Make up your own routine to suit the occasion and the place, whether it be done in a gym, a classroom, or outdoors. My time is up, honorable friends. My part is finished, and now it's up to you. As the Chinese say, goodbye for now.